WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood productivity ninja. Back with another episode of Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done. Ever feel like you're stuck in a hamster wheel of overthinking? Like that nagging voice keeps telling you to wait for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, the perfect execution? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch that perfectionist trap and unleash your inner awesome. Because let's face it, striving for perfection is a recipe for procrastination and unfulfilled potential. Today, we're diving headfirst into overcoming perfectionism and embracing those beautiful imperfections, because sometimes, good enough is actually freaking amazing. Now, I know what you're thinking. But Asher, isn't being perfect the goal? Not really. Think about it this way. When was the last time you truly felt proud of yourself after flawlessly executing something? Probably not as often as those times you took a leap, even if things weren't picture perfect. Let's be real, perfection is a myth. It's an elusive beast that lives in our heads, keeping us paralyzed with fear and self-doubt. It robs us of the joy of simply doing, of learning, of growing. And let's be honest, who has time for all that chasing after an ideal that doesn't even exist? So, how do we break free from this perfectionist prison? Well, my friends, it starts with a shift in perspective. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the unrealistic expectations and embrace those glorious imperfections. 1. Acknowledge your inner critic. First things first, recognize that negative voice in your head. That's right, the one whispering doubts and fueling your fear of failure. Give it a name. I call mine, Percy, and treat it like a nosy neighbor you can politely ignore. Remember, our inner critic is often fueled by past experiences and insecurities, not necessarily reality. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this? Quote, quote, dot. 2. Celebrate the power of done. Focus on taking action, even if it's imperfect. Done is better than perfect. Think about it. A rough draft is always better than an empty page. Remember that progress, not perfection, is what moves you forward. 3. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Let's be real, we all screw up sometimes. Mistakes are inevitable. Instead of seeing them as failures, reframe them as valuable lessons. Each stumble is a chance to learn, adapt, and grow stronger. You're not defined by your mistakes, you're defined by how you learn from them. 4. Set realistic expectations. Perfectionism thrives on unrealistic goals. Break down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate those small wins along the way. Remember, progress is a marathon, not a sprint. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge your achievements, no matter how small. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a good friend, with kindness, encouragement, and understanding. Everyone has flaws, everyone makes mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some grace and support. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Now, picture this. You're working on a big project, feeling the pressure to make it perfect. That inner critic starts whispering doubts, reminding you of past failures. But wait, you've got your tools. You acknowledge the critic, focus on taking action, and celebrate each step forward. You embrace the imperfections, knowing they're part of the process. And guess what? You finish the project, even if it's not flawless. You feel a sense of accomplishment, pride in yourself for showing up and doing the work. See? It's possible to break free from perfectionism's grip and thrive in your own unique way. Remember, good enough is often great enough. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and don't let perfectionism steal your joy. So, what's the one thing you can do today to start embracing imperfection? Share it with me in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer. Get things done for more practical tips and inspiration to conquer your goals. Until next time, keep on crushing it, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.